Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in our state. And for that, John Swamp Fox Warner is going to join us. John is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's happening in the swamp today.
Hey, Mike, you've heard of accelerators, right, that help entrepreneurs get to another level?
They're growing all over the state.
Right. Well, there's a very interesting kind of accelerator that's been created by Andela Mendoza, who's head of the Hispanic Alliance. And this is a social justice accelerator, one for youth leadership. You know, what entrepreneurs do well is they identify a problem and then they come up with creative solutions. Dreamers, as a lot of people know, are young people who came to the United States when they were small children, have lived their whole lives here, but they don't have the documentation to be here. Now, some of these folks are really bright young people. A couple of the folks that they highlight on their website is a young man who is in Medtronics at Greenville Tech. He's looking to become an engineer, running into all kinds of issues that you run into when, you know, you're trying to apply for colleges, you know, get financial support, trying to figure out what the pathway for is, not only for himself, but other similar people like him. There's a young woman that they highlight, kind of a similar thing. She's working on trying to be a nurse, having the same kind of challenges with school, you know, getting accepted, getting financial aid, but then has another level of challenge, and that is acquiring a professional license. In her case, it would be being an RN. So again, kind of identifying the path forward for her personally, but then doing that in a way that other people could replicate the path. The name of this youth leadership accelerator is the Student Dreamer Alliance, designed to empower and magnify the voices of these young people. The founder was Andela Mendoza. She's a Liberty Fellow. That's a leadership program that Hayne Hipp began about 12, 13, 14 years ago. Now has 280 or so people across the state. It's also part of the Aspen Institute, which has got leadership programs all over the world. Most of them are countries or even parts of continents. And so we are by far the smallest, being the Liberty Fellowship. But they have this global prize called the McNulty Prize, where they pick out projects from around the world. And Andela has won a McNulty Prize this year for this program that she's put together. That's pretty awesome that we have somebody from South Carolina being recognized globally like that, isn't it?
Well, it is, and this is a timely topic and a timely incubator as well.
Right. The Liberty Fellowship does have a lot of key leaders in the state. She's really tapped into that, you know, which is what good entrepreneurs do. John Few on the Supreme Court, Windsor Sherrill, a top administrator over at Clemson, John Simpkins, who's now at Greenville Health Systems, but he has been involved in a number of global organizations before. And Deb Soulfield, who's been an elected official and really a promoter of women leadership here. So she's really kind of put this network of people together that are helping her organize this accelerator. And, you know, so the young people that get involved with her, that try to begin to creatively solve some of these problems they're facing, come up with innovative ideas, have access to this network of really top leaders in the state. So congratulations to her on winning this big prize. And, you know, it's really good to see South Carolina being competitive at this level.
And do we have a graduation period or an incubation period for this accelerator? Do we have a timeline, I guess, for the students that are enrollees into this program?
I'm sure there is. I don't happen to know what it is. This accelerator does have a Dreamer Scholarship Fund that some of these students can tap into to help fund their initiatives. You know, like any entrepreneurs, you know, they've got to find some resources to implement their ideas. And so there is, in addition to just the network that has been put together, you know, there's some seed capital, if you will, that's available to help some of these folks get these things off the ground.
Well, John, as always, thanks for the update.
Thanks, Mike.
John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.